Praise the Lord. Please be seated, but don't sit down in the spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want to take this opportunity to welcome our guests that came in. We welcome you. Make yourself at home.
I feel like I could have played all night.
I know what you mean. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. I want to say again that I am thrilled to be back here. I thank you for your tolerance in the 2 weeks that I was gone. Once again, I can't tell you that God did something really demonstrative in my life, but there was a sweet time of fellowship with Him. It was relaxing. I've come back with what I believe is, and hopefully will be evident, a different perspective, a different outlook. Maybe those are the same, I don't know. You be the judge of that. But a deeper and different understanding. You know, as we were singing the song, Open Your Eyes, Lord. Open our eyes, Lord. And, you know, open our ears. One of the things in there in that song says, and help us to listen. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
We need to do more listening and less talking. Less, what's the word? Strategizing, if you will.
Trying to figure it out.
There you go. What he said. Praise the Lord. Before I get into this and get carried away, let's pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you for this time. I thank you for your love, Lord, your undying love for your people, Lord, for your creation, Lord, for your children. I thank you, Lord, that you're the one who causes your will to be done in lives, Lord. We can't do it. It's not up to us, Lord. All that's up to us is to be obedient and to diligently listen and obey. This morning, Lord, I ask for your presence to be here in a way that touches every heart. It is here in that way, Lord. All we have to do now is receive it. I yield myself to you. Use me as your vessel. Let your thoughts, your will, your plan, your insight come out of my mouth. And for that, I praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to listen more. You know, we as Christians, we have knowledge. We gain knowledge. Let me back up a minute. The other night, two nights ago, I was under attack physically. And if I was going to miss something, I'd want to miss work, not church. Amen?
Amen.
I'll let that sink in for a minute. And I called up and said, you know what? I don't think I can do this tonight. There was going to be somebody there anyway. I was just training. I thought, man, it's not imperative that I was there. Silly me. Because you see, what I didn't realize is God had arranged a setup that night for a young man who, by his own admission and his own words, has never heard about God or God's love or even the existence of God. He kept calling it organized religion. He had no clue that God loved him. He had no clue that God cared for him so much that he gave the most precious thing he had for him, and that was his son Jesus. See, sometimes we do too much talking and too much anticipating or reasoning in our own mind, and sometimes we have the ability, God forbid, but we have the ability to miss God's purpose or God's plan for the moment.
Right.
Had I listened to or pushed it, I'd have missed the opportunity to share with that young man the love of God. And as soon as I got to sharing with him, I realized that God had set this up. This was a setup and a plan of God. And this young man sat there like a sponge and soaked in the Word of God, the knowledge of God. If I had listened to what my flesh was telling me, I'd have missed it entirely. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. And I left there that night feeling rejuvenated, blessed, just excited. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's why we're not supposed to lean to our own understanding or our own reasoning, but we're supposed to acknowledge Him in all of our ways. Let me go. Gene, the piano player, most of you know this, wrote a song. God gave her a song. A fantastic song. And this song absolutely ministers to me. When we come here, we should come here with the knowledge that this is sanctuary. Now, we call it His sanctuary, but do you know that this is sanctuary for you and I? Sanctuary in this place. Sanctuary by His grace. This is a safe and a sane place. A place where we can get face to face with Him, as the song's words say. Here we can gather under His wing. Safe from harm, protected from evil. We know the enemy prowls. He wants to deceive us. But we long for, or we should long for, being in His presence. Amen? Being at His table, where we can lift our song. We're called by His name. He's always the same. He's still the same. This is where sanctuary is. Amen? When we finally realize and understand and get a hold of that, God's presence and God's plan for us to be in this place, fellowshipping with one another, we'll begin to get a hold of some truth and some knowledge that will absolutely set us free and give joy and peace and also bring rest. Not only bring it, but cause you, with the insight of the Holy Spirit, to rest in every situation. Because we in this society have been brought up since the time we were just old enough to understand words and to speak our first words, we have acted on and operated in a performance-based society. And we think and believe that everything that happens, or we're taught this, that we think that everything that happens is based on our performance, what we do. Yeah. And you know what? I don't care if you walk with the Lord 5 minutes or 50 years. By the way, how many know that George Beverly Shea turned 100 today?
Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Still singing the words of God. Still ministering to people through music.
That's glory. Life.
Yes, sir. And He says, with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Praise the Lord. But because of that performance-based thought pattern we have, we think sometimes, because God says something in His Word, that it's up to us to do our best, which it is. Now, don't misunderstand me. But it's not based on our ability. It's based on our obedience. And He steps in and He causes us both to have the will and desire, and then to do of His good pleasure what pleases Him. Amen?
Amen.
He's begun a good work in us. We understand that. But somewhere, we lose sight of that fact, and we think we got to work hard to get that work done. No. 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 That's not the case. Sometimes we come in here with the world all over us. Now, by that, I'm not talking about sin necessarily. I mean, disobedience to God. But we come in with all the cares of the world on us. We come in with thoughts. How are we going to deal with this? How are we going to deal with that? What's going to happen in this situation? There's no peace. This is the sanctuary where peace should abound and abide. Because God designed it that way. Fellowshipping with the family of God. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to share some things with you today. About 60 to 90 days ago, a lot of things began to happen. They were meant for my harm, but the enemy didn't win.
Amen.
Largely because of your prayers, but also largely because of the plan of God. And the fact that God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
He's not shook up when we don't get it the first time. He doesn't turn around and say, well, you know, he just, you know, like some folks, you know, just, I give up. See, that's not faith. Did you know that God operates in faith every time He thinks about you? Operates in faith that you're going to get it, but He also operates in the faith of His ability, faith in His ability. and His purpose and His plan. Are you with me?
Amen.
Are you following me? He's told us the thoughts that He thinks towards us. Thoughts to prosper and not to harm us. Thoughts to give us a hope and a future. And I'm here to tell you today, one of the things that God has done in my life is bring me to the realization that I was not resting in God, and all the pressures of everything from outside and here were coming in on me. Then on top of that, the enemy tried to add problems in the family. Not this family. Well, that's part of it too. Put this stuff on me. And even though I didn't buckle under it, I began to question. How many know what I'm talking about? Some of you have been there, I can tell. Amen? And then the final frosting on the cake was, you know, when what seemed to be a problem, and I knew it wasn't, arose right here. And I'm thinking, God, I don't understand this. I want to tell you something. You folks who are married, you are blessed beyond your wildest dreams. Because you have somebody that stands with you, that's right by your side. That's why God said, whoso finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains the favor of the Lord. But when you're single and you've got the outside things to deal with, you've got the church things to deal with, you understand this is thinking. This is not reality. This is thinking. It's your reality for the moment. That you tend to get weary under that load. We hear scriptures thrown at us like, cast all of your care on Him because He cares for you. But how many of us really have an understanding or a grasp of what God is really saying? See, if He's got a plan for yours and my life, then it's up to Him to operate in us, first of all, to reveal that plan, but for Him to show us step by step how to get there, but not with us doing it, with us being obedient to what He tells us so that job can get accomplished. Amen? Are you with me? I was brought up in a situation like that. If you're ever going to get anywhere, if you're ever going to do anything, you're going to have to work hard. You know what? Even when the Scripture says, you know, that we're workmen, that we even study, sometimes thank the Lord. I mean, my goodness. But it's not a drudgery. It's not based on your performance. It's based on your availability. Did you catch that? It's not based on your performance. It's based on your availability to listen to be in His presence, and walk in His rest.
Amen.
You can't be at rest if you're fussed about, I got this to do, I got that to do, how am I going to get this done? Man, I don't have time to do this. Goodness, you're going to wear yourself out just fussing. Amen?
Amen.
Can I tell you what really happened? I came to the end of me. That's what happened in the 2 weeks that I was not here. I came to the end of me. I've got a different perspective this morning. A greater love than I've ever had for you folks. I want to tell you something you don't understand. Some of you don't. I know you don't understand. Some of you do. Some of you don't. You don't understand how much God loves you. You don't have a clue. You've touched it a little bit. You've gotten a little glimpses here and there. But you don't have a clue how much God loves you. It's beyond my comprehension. I just know that it's real. I began to look at things differently. You know, one of the things that bothered me in my life, because my thinking was off kilter, is the fact that I was brought up thinking there are certain ways to do things, and if it's not done this way, or let's just be honest, if it's not done my way, it's wrong. That'll get you a long ways in frustration.
Yep.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It'll get you a long ways in frustration. You see, it doesn't make any difference how the job gets accomplished as long as it gets accomplished.
And that's one of the things God had to kill in me in this time that I was away. I've always known this is not my church. This is God's church. You're His people. I've always known that. But I've still succumbed to what was a heavy load because I was trying to bear it. I didn't think I was. I know what the Word says. Y'all know that I know what the Word says. But knowing it up here and having the revelation down here sometimes, that 18 inches can be millions of miles away in our comprehension. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But God. How many of you heard that before? But God. See, He says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Anyway, in what I was telling you, is because of that, I would look at people and I'd say, I don't understand. And so, not physically rejecting them, but rejecting their actions and desiring not to be around nonsense. And I'm not talking about here. Please understand. I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about the things that were going on in my family. Now, I've told you all, I know what my children think about me. Some of you may not know that. I'll share that with you. One time, when my daughter, on Father's Day or a birthday, I don't remember, my daughter gave me a key fob, which is basically a key ring, folks. Gave me a key ring, said, Dad, wise teacher. And then the scripture, 3 John 2, says, no greater joy than my children walk in truth.
Amen.
And you know, that's all well and good. And yes, that's blessed my heart all these years. Then a few Christmases ago, I get a pocket watch that I didn't expect from my son in a lovely wooden display box. And I don't know if I'll be able to tell you exactly what it says, but what it said was honesty, integrity, and love and character. See, I can't earn those things. You can't earn those things. You can't cause people to think those things about you.
Amen.
Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You can't do that. But what you can do is surrender your life to God, to the Father, to His will, and watch Him bring about things that will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. And they're priceless, far beyond money or possessions. Do you understand? Well, in this, just right around New Year's, my daughter and I had a conversation based on, and I'm not tattling on her, please, I'm not tattling on her, we had a conversation that broke my heart. And as I stopped and I had to go and just get into God's presence with this, I realized this was not a truth, this was a perception based on a wound or something in her life. Or something somewhere that she picked up that wasn't from God. Now, we understand that love comes from God. We can't love. The love we have for our children, for our spouses, is not a fuzzy feeling. It's a love. It's a commitment to love.
Amen.
But sometimes, because we get befuddled by the things in this world, and we take our eyes and put them in the wrong place for a moment, we say things and do things that are hurtful to other people. Not intending to. That's why we got to constantly be in God's presence.
Amen.
From the moment we get born again until we draw our last breath, we've got to constantly be in His presence. So God can reveal things to us and bring us into the path that's right. Choose you this day. Life or death, blessing or cursing. But listen to the final part of that. He tells you, choose life. And so because of the inherent need to protect, or thinking she needed to protect, because of some apprehensions, some vile things that were in, you know, that she was thinking about, she thought she had to protect her daughter from me. I can see a couple people going, I don't understand. You see, when the enemy puts fear in, or you take your focus away from what's right, you lose sight of what reality and truth, God's reality and God's truth really is. And that is, anybody in this place who's known me for 5 minutes knows that I will defend you and I will defend my family to the death. The very thing that I would take another life for, listen to what I'm saying, please, spiritually. Don't listen with your natural ears. I would never perpetrate on somebody that I loved. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? God's that way. God's that way. So here I am. I got situation. Oh, and then on top of that, the frosting on the cake. The very next Monday after Stan left, I lost my position unrighteously. My salary cut. And I'm telling you, I'm standing here in total peace, and I'm at rest. I'm not anxious about anything. I don't care what the bank account looks like. I don't care what it looks like from the economy of this world. My God says, your God says, I will supply all of your need according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He says, don't take thought for what you'll wear or what you'll eat. He says, I've taken care of the animals or the birds. Won't I take care of you? Aren't you more important than them? Do you realize He created you for fellowship? So He's going to watch out for you. Amen. When your life has been given to Him, He's going to watch out for you.
Amen.
It's not based on your performance. You can't earn His blessings. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Amen.
So after all of this, family, church, and then the job, I needed to step back. I'm just a human being. And my whole purpose for being here this morning is to obey God, but also, because this is a sanctuary, a safe place, to tell you that it's me, folks, standing in the need of your prayers this morning. It's me. I'm a victor. I'm not a victim.
Amen.
But the point is, I need you.
Amen.
I need you.
We need you too.
This is New Life, Church of Denver. It's based on new life. And that doesn't mean just a one-time experience with God. That means new life every day. New revelation, which feels like new life. Amen?
Amen.
Which should be new life every day. Isn't His salvation and His mercy new every day?
Yes.
It's me standing in need of your prayers. Once again, I say you folks who are married, you're blessed. But for the single folks, sometimes we can get weary. You hear me? Yes, sir.
Just say, when it's convenient, I like to give a testimony.
All right. See, just because somebody stands in a pulpit doesn't mean that they're untouchable.
Amen.
In fact, can I tell you something? They're a lot more vulnerable, probably more vulnerable than you ever imagined.
Right. Yep.
Because you see, they've laid their life on the line and they've laid their heart out there to be trampled.
Yep.
But if they really know the Lord, they don't give up. And they don't hold or harbor those things. Amen?
Amen.
There's not a person in this place that wants to or sets out to hurt one another. We sometimes do it because we get caught up in things and sometimes in our own little world and we don't even realize it. And that's not something to be condemned for. That's something where we need to step up to the plate and pray for one another. Amen? Husbands and wives, it was said many years ago, and I remember this in my ears to this day. In fact, I think it came from the Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship International, what used to be the Full Gospel Business Men's Fellowship International. And it's the truth from the Word that the one you pray with and for is the one you become intimate with. Now, there's variations in that intimacy depending on the relationship, but you understand what I'm saying. You see, believe it or not, well, I just told you, I need you. I didn't take this job because of the prestige. I didn't take this job because I thought this was the greatest experience of my life. It is the greatest experience of my life, but I didn't ask for the job. But I wouldn't turn it back and I wouldn't give it up for anything, even though I've considered it a few times. And you know why? Because I anticipate God's speaking to me and through me, not only for you, but to minister to me too. You understand? I'm no different than you folks sitting out there. I need the Lord just like you do. I need fellowship just like you do. I need prayer just like you do. This is a sanctuary. This is a place where our focus should be evident. Where we can be interceding and intervening for one another so that that new life can perpetuate itself. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm here to tell you this morning, you need to understand, God not only would, but He did give up life for you. Gave up His Son's life for you. But that because of that, and the Scripture bears this out, we need to give up our lives for one another to fulfill His plan and His purpose. Now, I could get caught in our little fuzzy, warm, comfy little, cozy little corner, feeling we're untouchable with our agendas, our wants, our desires. Amen?
Amen.
We all know that real love never considers itself. Never, ever considers itself. It always considers others. I talked a little earlier and I didn't finish my thought about love and our thoughts about how if it's not done a certain way, then it's wrong. Or if it's not done my way, let's just be honest. If it's not done my way, then it's not right. The outcome may be the same, but it's not right. In other words, you don't accept it. And one of the things that I realized is in all those people that I've watched that have disappointed me, that have hurt me. And again, I'm not saying they did it intentionally. I don't think anyone who knows the Lord or who has a good heart sets out to intentionally hurt somebody. And the same with me. Do you understand that I have never once intentionally set out to hurt any of you?
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen.
That's one of the reasons why I keep my life pure. Because it's not... And you know what? More importantly, you are very important, but more importantly because of what it would do to God. He doesn't need a black eye. Amen?
Amen.
He doesn't need His people disillusioned because another scandal like what's taken place years before with other ministries and now the ministry right here in this state, another ministry in this state. He doesn't need another black eye. But you know what? In that love, He shows us that we can stand and that we can keep our focus and that we don't need to run from adversity and things that happen or come across our path. We can stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has set us free.
Amen.
And that's when we really begin to understand that we're not victims, we're victors. We don't need a plan to digress. We need a plan to progress. Amen?
Amen.
That's God's plan. There is no withdrawing in God. Amen? And there shouldn't be any worry about where He's taking you or what He's called you to do or what He's put before you. When He says He's a co-laborer, we should rest in the fact. We should have peace in the fact that He's going to work it out. Not based on our thoughts or our abilities, on His ability. And He does it through a person or a soul who is surrendered to Him.
Amen.
And that surrender means without your intellectual nature, without your physical ability, or without your ability to rationalize, He's going to do it just based on, because if it's His plan, how many times have we heard this? He's the one who has to bring it to pass.
Amen?
Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. God's good. God's good. And you know, the realization that I came to, I know God loves those people because He loves me. Sunday morning when Stan was here, he asked me if I knew that I was a screw-up. Yeah, I know it. And that's why I'm telling you today, none of us intentionally screw up. We get caught in our own plans, our own devices, our own wants, our own wishes. But you know what? He's the one who works it all out. And you know what? The only time that I mess up, Harry, the only time I mess up is when I don't do what God wants, or I get some thoughts that don't coincide with God's thoughts, that don't line up with His Word. Praise the Lord. God loves you. And can I tell you one of the ways you know God loves you? Is He works on me as hard as He does you. Do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm telling you? He works on me. Now, for some of you, this may sound like, well, He's just talking about Himself. No, 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 no. I'm talking about God, God's plan, God's purpose, God's love, His inevitable supernatural intervention in your life. Amen?
Amen.
See, you have to understand, and most of you do quite well, I don't have the ability for this. If you're going to get anything from me, it's going to take some participation on your part. If we're going to grow together, if we're going to become what God wants us to be, and we're going to emanate new life, then we need to be for one another, not against one another. And we need to not hold hurts. We need to not hold disappointments, because they can lead to things we don't even want to be involved with. Amen?
Amen?
Now that may not sound like a great revelation to you, the fact that I realize how much God loves me and the fact that He continues to deal with me, even though according to everything I was brought up to believe in my natural thinking, hey, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out and make another one just like you. You know? We sometimes think that's the way God is. God, you can't possibly love me. I'm such a terrible person. You know, again, that's based on performance.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me? That's based on performance. That's based on trying to please people rather than resting in the fact that God is the one who causes your faith, your abilities to grow. You don't have to be anxious about them, or His call. You don't have to be anxious about them at all. Just rest in Him.
Amen.
He'll bring it to pass. Amen.
Yep.
Again, timing. Timing, 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 folks. My goodness. One of the hardest things that we deal with is timing. I've never once doubted God. I've doubted His timing. Well, now when I say that, you understand that I've doubted me, and that caused me to think that God doubted me. Or God, why doesn't God doubt me? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to make this as clear as I can. But God doesn't doubt you. You know why? His faith is in the fact that you will surrender to Him and let His ability come through you. Amen?
Yeah.
Let His ability come through you. And He doesn't doubt Himself. See, He's not a screw-up.
Amen.
But you know what? He loves all of us who are screw-ups.
Amen.
You hear me? Hallelujah. And that brings peace.
Amen.
I mean peace. Just, and in that peace, rest. When you come to the realization you can't do it, it's not within your ability, then there's only one thing to do. Quit and give up and fail. Or surrender to God and let God bring it to pass, because it's His plan anyway. All you got to do is be the one. Look at Moses. Look at Moses. He didn't have the ability to speak according to the record we read. But God said, you just open your mouth, I'll fill it. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that's what He's saying to us. Don't trust in yourself. Don't trust in your abilities. Trust in the fact that I gave you some abilities and I will use them if you will let me.
Amen.
You hear me? You hear me? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I feel like the air has been cleared.
Amen.
I feel like this is a new day.
Amen.
I feel like I've been born again and born again. Amen. Again, as Stan
Amen.
Says.
Amen.
Amen. And that's daily.
Amen.
That's not just a one-time deal.
Can't say new yet.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. You can't say new yesterday. So every day you wake up, the outlook you should have is this is the first day of the rest of your life.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love you. Y'all still love me? I know you do. I know you do. And beside much, just as much, no matter what else, no matter how much it would try, I can't do anything else but love you. I don't know if that came out right. You understand? No matter what the attack, no matter what the struggles, I can't do anything else but love you. And my love grows every day deeper and greater for you than it was the day before. And I can say that because I understand God's love. For the first time, I'm beginning to understand God's love in a way that I've never realized, because I thought His love was based on my performance. And it's not. It's based on my surrender.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know what? You're only going to get as much out of it as you put into it. Harry, go ahead.
You've been hit with the church so long.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's given me understanding of not leaning to my understanding, but trusting Him in all my ways. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Patrick.
Well, I have I think it's going to be a short testimony. and it's in line with what Bill's been saying today. You know, we tend to take on burdens that God never meant us to take on. And the testimony I have is related to that. But I want to start it out with just saying this. If I say, I need you, and by the way, I need you, Bill. Okay, if I start out saying that, I'm automatically got in that statement a concern for the other person, because you got to be concerned about the person I'm in need of. Okay, God put us together, so I need you. Okay, I need you. But now, my words that I used in what I'm learning through this was that when I started off with those words, I need, and then I put the focus anywhere else but another person, that's when I was going to get myself in trouble, because now I'm talking about what I need. You know, I'm talking about providing for myself now, and I'm getting my focus on the wrong place, and all my needs are taken care of by what Bill said was, all my needs are taken care of by His riches and His glory. Amen. So if I'm putting my focus on the physical, I've got my focus in the wrong place. Now, through all this, I had asked another person that I met. His name's Ron, and he has what he calls a backpack ministry. And through all this, you know, I don't read everything he sends me, because he's like, he's got, you know, 20, you know, tons of emails, and I don't have time to go through them all, but God directed my step. You know, somehow I'm reading this one. And God made this scripture real to me. Real to me. It's really cool. Proverbs 12:14. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his. And I put a blank there because I wanted my wife to fill in that and see what she would say this morning, because I was talking about this very same subject this morning. Most people might think that you know, the word there is going to be work of your hands. You know, but it doesn't say that. It says, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth. And if I'm going to start out with I need, and then put something physical behind that, I am talking, I'll say it this way, I am being selfish, because God wants to bless you way beyond what you can think or imagine, and it's not about you. It's about what you're able to be able to give. If God wants to bless you beyond your needs, He wants to bless you with abundance, okay? So it is not by the work of your hands. It's not by my own abilities, okay? So you got to start with the fruit of the mouth. A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of his hands shall be rendered unto him. That's secondary. That's secondary, okay? We are not going to accomplish what God wants to accomplish by our own abilities. God made this script. And I'll say I need Ron, because you know something? God directed me. Man, I do not read every one of those emails, but man, I mean, talk about a scripture that was coming live to me. I thank you, Lord, and I thank you for the body here. And another testimony of how God directs our steps, man, I just think, well, it's time to go take a walk. So we're out, just walking around, and some guy forgets the soup, and he walks out the door and says, "What in the world's going on here? There's white people walking down the street." And so we start a conversation with this guy. You know, and what you find is other people who need the Lord.
Yes.
I can tell you, there's other people who need the Lord. I hope he shows up today. I don't know if he will, but I sure hope he does. There's a good movie he's going to see if he does. You know, but you meet people who need the Lord, and we're not going to be able to help them. What we have to give them is Jesus. Because it's not by the works of my hands specifically that's what they need. So I thank you, Bill, for the message and let it tie it into what God's been dealing with me.
Good example. Yeah.
Just one more piece of evidence. You said you need our prayers.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray for this man.
Yeah.
Let's pray for this man. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this life. We thank you for Bill. We thank you, Lord. You have given him to us, Lord, as our pastor, our shepherd, to speak wisdom in our lives, to reveal truth from your word to us. And we know he needs us, Lord, and we stand here with him, together, in unity, united as family. And we thank you for this man, Lord, and we would just declare, Bill, we are with you. We are around you. We are behind you. We are in front of you. We're beside you. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for this man's life. And we'll speak all abundance, all success, all prosperity, all good things, all fruits of the Spirit be manifest in Bill's life.
Yes.
He's just beginning. He's just starting. This is a new man, a new creation, on a new life, and on a new walk. And I thank you that the fruit of that is going to be seen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Father God, I understand his need of a help to meet, Father God. And I pray that when the time is right, Lord, that you would provide that for him, Father God, that he would receive unto himself a wife who would be alongside him, Father God, who would encourage him, who would lift him up in times of need, Father God. And we know that all needs will be met for him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We just thank you, Lord, that for the last 46 years, God's already been preparing that bride for him.
Yes.
And we just thank you that it's just a matter of time now.
Yes.
Or, you know, at the same time, Bill's being prepared for her. So we just thank you, Lord, that they're coming together.
Yes.
It's in the process. We just thank you, Lord, for that. Amen.
Receive it and keep it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See, this is church.
Amen.
We've just done church.
Amen.
Church is not about singing songs and taking up collections, all that, but it's about love. It's about loving each other and caring for each other, ministering into the needs of each other's lives, lifting each other up, supporting them. That's church, brothers.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And reconciling.
Amen.
Amen.
See, one of the things we sometimes lose sight of is, you know, I'm going to say it again.
Turn your mic back on.
Turn your mic back on.
Is the fact that we do need one another. You know, we are individuals, and God deals with us as individuals, but us as individuals make up all of the necessary parts to make a body complete.
Amen.
And that body can't function without all the other parts.
Yeah.
I mean, that may seem like something that's driven in the ground, but it's the absolute truth. And until you get the absolute revelation of it, you know, you're kind of floundering, you know?
And if you attack a toe, you attack the whole body.
That's exactly right.
Amen.
You know? And I think that ties in with Scripture that talks about no man ever hated his own body.
Okay.
So where are we at if we're fighting against the other parts of Jesus' body? It's easy, you know, I appreciate what Patrick said. It's easy to get caught up in the fact that, well, if I don't work so many hours, so many days, then I'm there. This bill's not going to get met, and that bill's not going to get met. That's worldly thinking, folks.
Yes, it is.
That's worldly thinking. That's, you talk about stinking thinking. That reeks. That's exactly what it is. Because there again, it's based on your ability.
Amen.
I'm blessed today. How about you?
Amen.
And I love you. You have no idea. You have no idea. And I pray that from now on until God says it's time for us to go, that every day that'll be revealed. How much He loves you. How much I love you. And amen. This is new life.
Amen.
We need to have that new life if we're going to go out and affect the lives of others to see new life start in them. Amen.
Amen.
We need to have unity like we have today. Amen. Bob made an observation that I'm aware of. I've known this for a long time. And that is, Christians are the only ones who cannibalize their own.
Yeah.
You know? Who try to destroy their own. You know? Jesus said He left the 99 to go after the one as the good shepherd. Amen? Hallelujah. That doesn't mean He neglects the others. It just means He cares about the one as much as He does the others. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm blessed. I thank You for Your prayers. And I thank You for what God's begun today. The new life in this house as well as each individual. Amen?
Amen.
Father, we love You. We thank You for Your presence in our lives. Teach each one of us how to, and give us revelation of what resting in You is. Resting in the fact that the work's already done. Resting in the fact that it's already Your plan and Your purpose to prosper us, not to harm us, to meet our needs, to not forsake us, always be with us, to be a hedge of protection around us. Teach us to know that it's not just words on a page that says, no weapon formed against You will prosper. No matter what the enemy's plans, devices, or attacks are, Lord, they will not prosper against Your people. Because we're so good, because we've earned it, because we're so high and mighty? No. Because of Your plan.
Amen.
Your plan and Your love to protect Your own, Lord. Thank You, Father, for Your word. Seal Your word in our hearts today, Lord. I thank You again for these people, Lord. I thank You, Lord, for revelation of love that's there, not based on performance or deeds done or not done, but based on commitment and decision to love. Go with Your people today. Bless them. I thank You for their prosperity. I thank You for their healing. I thank You for the anointing that's on them and for the direction and the insight that You're giving them, each and every one, even now, Lord, right this moment. We give You praise. And now, Lord, for the fellowship. We just sanctify this food by Your word and this prayer. We sanctify the fellowship, Lord. We thank You that Your presence is going to be here even as we fellowship in You, Lord. One with another. Your body. Your church. We thank You for it. We receive it and give You thanksgiving with and give You thanksgiving in Jesus' name. And all who agree, say amen.
Amen.